This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these fat men?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome one and all to the United States and world of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show on the air. We got our friends from Michigan, Stephanie Obama-Keith and family and kids. They're not kids anymore. They're growing up so big. And speaking of who's not a kid anymore, Rachel Parent sitting to my left. Y'all watching on YouTube, you can catch her. We've seen her grow up on the air here as well. Her activism against Monsanto, now Bayer. And it was funny here at the Total Health Show in Canada. Thanks to my friends at Natural Immunogenics, Sovereign Silver, we're pouring shots all weekend. People are getting their immune system stronger. And we're right next to our friend Paul Bergero. And we've got our Echo Water, Molecular Hydrogen. We've got our EMF protection. Right behind me is a Magnosphere setup. I've got all the good energy. On top of Rachel Parent's like, hey, man, it doesn't get any better than this.
Doesn't get any better than this.
You know, Rachel, it was so funny yesterday. And super, I'll check in with you in a moment. Don't you think I'm neglecting you. But Rachel's much prettier, much more interesting. So yesterday we were on a panel together.
Yep.
And it was funny because you're there. I'm like, where's Mom and Dad? Where's your Mom and Dad? I'm used to seeing you all together. It's like, well, I'm all grown up now.
I'm all grown up.
I'm on my own. I'm going to university. I'm like, they're late. I'm like, what? They don't care about that little girl anymore growing up? That was very funny. But, yeah, young, independent, going to school. And we were on the panel together, and you talk about something I want to hit in just a moment. I'm just going to sneak preview this. A new film going through all the it looks like it's already won a lot of awards. Modified, A Food Lover's Journey into GMOs.
Yeah, it's an incredible film. I really recommend watching it. If it comes to your area, please try and buy the film. You can find it online as well.
Yeah.
And it is so impactful. One of my favorite documentaries by far.
Right, and you're actually featured in it.
I am. One more reason to watch, guys.
Right. A journey following your journey and your friend's journey. What's the name of the filmmaker?
Ove Giroux. She's basically showing her journey over the past 10 years into finding more about GMOs and the fact that our transparency is being hidden from us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, we talk about, and we had good questions on the panel from the audience about, you know, it's always like, what do we do, right?
Yeah.
That's always the biggest question. And I just say, throw up your hands and eat a lot of GMOs because it's done. We're over. No.
No.
We don't give up. In fact, one of the most powerful things we all can do is first stop buying it. Stop eating it, right? Because the dunderheaded politicians that are supposed to protect us, they've been bought.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Every single year they accept money from these corporations, and corporations are in there lobbying every single day of the year, forcing the government into complying with their regulations. So it's very unfortunate that our government are protecting corporations over citizens.
And that's here in Canada.
Yeah,
but
totally.
It's the same thing in the United States.
It's just as bad.
And now with Bayer buying Monsanto, they've got in to the entire, like, European Union. Like, Monsanto was kept out, But now that Bayer owns, Bayer had their tentacles everywhere.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
And so now it's a huge problem because now we have to worry about shipping and trade and how this is going to affect the entire world on such a global stage.
Right, exactly, exactly. So speaking of global stage, how about the big money that we don't get? Apparently we're costing somebody big money. This is the first official story on, Super Don threw out some great ones for us today, and I'm gonna see if I can find this one. Something about us costing somebody else money. It's like, I thought we're walking lightly. We have a low budget. It's a lean machine. You, me, Super D. And yet we're costing Americans how many billions of dollars every year, Super Don?
Well, it depends on which statistic you want to look at. But let's just do our Dr. Evil impression and say billions. $9 billion. Yes.
Right?
$9 billion. Vaccine preventable diseases among adults like measles cost the U.S. nearly $9 billion per year. And in the headline, they're blaming it on
anti-vaxxers. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, okay, explain to me how I'm contributing this, because my kids have not been vaccinated. They both had the measles. They both had chickenpox. How did they contribute? They're actually immune.
Because you gave everybody measles, Robert.
Wait, show me the evidence
of
that.
Come on, Robert.
I gave nobody
it's your
the
fault.
Measles.
Everybody in the United States that has measles, it's blamed
because
on
of you.
You.
Yeah.
Because
that's
in the 1960s, when we actually got measles, and then the 1970s when we laughed it up on the Brady Bunch and the Flintstones cartoons, because measles was just a, hey, it's one of those things we make fun of, because, you know, nobody really dies. Unless you're in Madagascar and you're living impoverished, you have no vitamin A, you have not clean water. And then suddenly, wasn't there a headline today or this week about, 1,200 people dying of measles? Are they going to use that to say, see, you're causing measles in Madagascar too?
Well, yeah, it's because of this show caused everybody in Madagascar to not get vaccinated. It's crazy. And look, the situation in Madagascar, that's pretty tragic. I mean, 1,200 people dying of measles. It is a population of, I think, I should have checked this, but I believe there's like 3 million people that live in Madagascar, right?
Yes, I believe so.
But the problem in Madagascar is not a lack of vaccines.
No, they got plenty.
It's malnutrition.
Yeah.
There's a big malnutrition problem in Madagascar.
Tell me that in the article about it, that they actually acknowledge that. Please tell me.
Yes, Fox News was the article. I've seen it around different places, but they actually say in the article that malnutrition is the bed of measles.
So
the thing is, if your body isn't healthy enough, it's not going to be able to fight it off. So it's obviously an issue of not the right amount of food and nutrition versus anything else.
Well, they're painting it after acknowledging what you just said, because Rachel is right, and they say it, and then the next like breath is like, but they're, you know, but people in America are not getting vaccinated.
Right.
Like, wait a second. Of the people that have gotten measles, you know, in this year where they say it's just the big crowd, how many people in America have died or Canada have died of measles? Super Don? Statistics?
Let me get out my calculator.
Yeah.
Zero,
exactly.
Yes.
So, again, like Rachel said, it's about your general state of health, and they acknowledge it in Madagascar. Malnutrition is the issue, and there is no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. It doesn't exist any more than there's a drug deficiency disease. So when they say anti-vaxxers are costing Americans billions every year...
$9 billion a year. But you know what? I've got a solution. Believe it or not, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have a solution to this problem.
I would expect nothing less, Super Don. What is our solution? Because, you know, I don't come up with this stuff.
Just last month, Tufts University published a study in the PLOS that showed that if we gave people easier access to fruits and vegetables, and even prescribed healthy fruits and vegetables to people,
what?
It would actually save $100 billion annually in healthcare costs.
This is absolutely groundbreaking.
So we're let me get this in there. So we're $91 billion in the
We would make we would save nine. So there you go. Just start prescribing fruits and vegetables. Cancels out the $9 billion.
Okay.
This is a shocker. Taking care of your health actually makes you healthier.
Wow. You know, this is the perfect story for Rich.
And Robert, not only that, let me throw this in there. Another statistic from that study showed that not only would it save $100 billion a year, it would save hundreds of thousands of lives too.
What? Lives would
that's
be saved?
Crazy.
Yes.
We
can
have that. Or overpopulated.
You'd reduce heart attacks, reduce strokes, reduce diabetes.
Imagine prescribing fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
Who would have
real
known?
Food. Yes.
Yeah.
What do we got? Oh, look, we got the magnetosphere behind us, and then somebody, well, I think with Parkinson's in there, getting some treatment, energetic treatment, which is great. I wonder how much that could save as well. So now, I wonder if they're going to recommend non-GMO, organically grown fruits and vegetables, right?
That's the next step, making sure that the food that you're getting, fruits and vegetables, is nutritious and it hasn't been sprayed with toxins.
We did talk about that, didn't we, about the lack of minerals in the soil?
And we talked a lot about malnutrition, too, on the panel, and making sure that you're getting the right nutrients and not food that has been contaminated with things that are going to harm your health.
Right. So, Super Don, again, my hat's off, not that I'm wearing a hat, to your brilliance in finding that stat. Because, you know, how are we going to recover from the $9 billion we were costing everybody in America? Now, clearly, we're $91 billion to the other side from a deficit to, man, we are just like rolling in the dough here simply because we said fruits and vegetables, organic, clean food is helping the immune system and will prevent, you know, so much disease that we'll save $100 billion to counteract the $9 billion that they're making up that we caused because my kids weren't vaccinated. They had the measles chickenpox. We had the measles and chicken pox when we were kids. The absurdity, you know, I know it's a serious issue because health is serious for us. It is. But the issue of claiming that everything is just so tenuously on the edge unless we get injections of things that they've not done double blind inert placebo controlled studies on. Mm. Did you hear about this?
I have heard a little bit.
Yeah.
They
haven't done it.
Crazy issue right now, and we live in such a world where, I mean, even look at GMOs. They haven't been tested. Our government is not looking out for the safety of our health.
Exactly. So if we look at science, and we go, I know you've immersed yourself in the science of GMOs, too, because you've had to, and you're in university now, and I look at the lack of science, or if someone comes to you and says, the science is settled, GMOs are safe, what do you say to them?
I mean, I have enough studies to prove them wrong at this point.
You know what? The first comeback is, you're anti-science.
Yeah.
And they're going to be going, what do you mean I'm anti-science? Because I just said the science is settled.
The entire point of science is to reevaluate science.
Exactly.
And so if you're stuck in the science and not reevaluating, is that really true scientific evidence and research? And that's the entire point of this, is being critical of the science and research that we're seeing and making sure that it's unbiased and it's not coming from Monsanto and it's not coming from the corporations.
Right, exactly. So she's right on there, Rachel, as I knew she would be. If somebody says the science is settled, you just come back and say, well, you're anti-science. What? Yeah, because the science is never settled. The whole point of science is to keep questioning, keep digging, and learning new things, uncovering new things. And the irony is that those that yell and scream at us about vaccines or GMOs are actually not pro-science. Just saying.
No.
They are pro the religion of science, or scientism.
This is so true.
Or sci-fientism.
Or right. The prophets.
Yeah. Yeah, the prophets with an F there, right? Rachel Parent is here. At least one more segment. We'll see how long she can hang out. Paul Bertier will join us. And we're going to find out more about how we can learn more about what Rachel is up to. So links in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Stick around or come see us today in Toronto, Canada.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce,
I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are now 1 day a week with our broadcast radio syndicator, GCN, GCNLive.com. You can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, YouTube, and Brighteon. I don't know if there's more. We're just like, I don't know, we're on everything.
That's quite the list you got there.
It's ridiculous, I know. We're just like, anybody wants to carry the show, we'll let you, right? We just want the information to get out there, and I want everybody to know about Rachel Parent. She's been at it since she was, like, in diapers, practically.
Oh, my God.
Right? No, when did you start your activism?
When I was 11.
11. Yeah, you were out of diapers by then.
Just by a little bit.
I wasn't, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm a late bloomer.
Thank you.
So, but,
that information.
Oh, yeah, too much information. I know. TMI, they call that. So, anyway, we've got this film that you're debuting here this afternoon after the show called Modified. Those of you watching online, you can see that. And there are links, I believe, in the show notes. Superdon will add there. I'm looking Modified. TheFilm.com.
Yeah, so go to ModifiedTheFilm.com, and you can actually watch the movie online if you don't get a chance to be here with us at the Total Health Show.
Okay.
But such an amazing film. I really encourage everyone to watch it. It will inspire you to become an activist in your everyday life through your food choices and beyond, and it really documents the journey of us as activists who are fighting for transparency and the right to know in this food movement and the struggles we go through and all the progress we've made throughout the years. So it's an incredible film.
Beautiful. And then I've got this thing coming up, Roots of Activism. a revolution, and this is happening. When is this happening, actually?
April 28th. So if you live in Toronto, please come down to our Roots of Activism event, and it'll be a night of really working together to strategize, to build concrete forms of action that we can all take together and sort of get people more interested and motivated to become an activist. And then we'll also be screening another film called Revolution at that event.
Okay.
So there'll be some food there. It'll be an amazing night, and we really encourage you to come out. It's also a fundraiser for Kids Right to Know, so we can continue to do the work that we do.
Right.
So please come out to our events.
And speaking of Kids Right to Know, I mean, that's kind of what got it started for you, right?
Totally, yeah. It's been an incredible journey. I started Kids Right to Know when I was 12 or 13 now, and it has been so amazing having the opportunity to speak and travel around the world talking about these problems.
Do people at the university come up and say, hey, Rachel, can I have your autograph?
No.
They don't
no.
know. Are you anonymous there? Can you walk around?
I'm not anonymous.
No,
people don't ask for autographs.
They don't ask for autographs?
No.
Okay, I don't know. Canadians are too nice and polite, maybe.
Exactly.
They're like, I wish I would ask.
They just apologize instead.
They say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Stop with
sorry.
The sorry. You're not sorry. You did nothing
sorry.
Wrong.
It's sorry.
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 Nothing wrong.
I say
wrong.
Sorry. I say it like the
you
Americans.
Do. So if you're on that elevator with me yesterday, they'd be yelling at you like, oh, you're with an American.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, no, we've been getting along just fine. Nobody's thrown any rotten tomatoes at me.
Oh, I'm so
or
glad.
GMO tomatoes yet. I did bring up the vaccine issue, which is obviously very controversial. The governments of the states and Canada, they've thrown their lot in with Big Pharma. And I think it's a threat and it's a danger to the people of Canada as it is to the people of America to violate the sanctity and the sovereignty of their bodies. We've seen it with GMOs.
Yep.
And we're seeing it with drugs. We're seeing it with vaccines. It's like the same pattern in every different area of these global corporations. They don't give a flip about us unless they can make us profit centers.
I think that's the problem, too, is that, I mean, look at the fact that our food is owned by chemical and pharma companies.
Mm-hmm.
Our food is being patented and owned by Bayer, which makes the drugs to solve all of the problems that we're facing after we get sick from eating these foods.
Yeah.
And so it's this endless and terrible cycle of making us sick only to make us better and treating the symptoms, not fixing the root problem of the issue. Issue with
right.
drugs.
So we've got what we've done for years is the March Against Monsanto.
Yes.
Now what are we going to call it? Because Monsanto's been bought.
Well, it's the March Against Bayer this year. So Bayer bought out Monsanto, and we're going to be marching against Bayer. And I said this in the panel as well. We were millions against Monsanto. We are going to be billions against Bayer.
And I like that.
This is the biggest thing that we can do together. We need to march against Bayer.
Mm.
We need to continue to say enough is enough to these corporations.
Billions against Bayer.
Yep.
I like that alliteration because the March Against Bayer doesn't have that same, you know.
No, we need to add some spunk to it.
Right. Is there, in French, they say je ne sais quoi or something like that?
I don't speak
You don't speak French?
French. I don't speak
okay.
French.
Two of us completely lost here when it comes to, well, we can't go to Quebec. I like Quebec, but I can't
like
go.
Quebec,
I can't speak French. So we'll have to figure out a way around that. All right. So anyway, links are up and super done. Make sure you add Kids Right to Know and these other links, including to the film Modified the Film.
And if you want to find out more information about the events that we host, you can actually go to gen-earth.org, and we have all of our information there. That's this new program that we've created.
Gen-earth.org. Excellent. All right, we got a question of the day coming up about red eyes from Shane. Shane submitted that. So we'll talk about this. Is it bacterial? Is it viral? Is it fungal? Or is it something else? And if so, what do we do about it? That's part of what we do, our mission to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs, including using food as your medicine. May it not be genetically modified by now,
yes.
Bayer, one of the demon spawn of IG Farben in Nazi Germany.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tweeted a video suggesting Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was dismissive of the September 11th attacks after she was quoted as saying some people did something. While those words are only part of the statement she was making, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's reaction was appropriate.
That was one of the most horrific moments in American history, and for her to talk about it in such a dismissive way is frankly disgusting and abhorrent. I'm glad the president is calling her out.
The president's video tweet also included news footage of the hijacked planes hitting the Twin Towers. Trump tweeting, "We will never forget." Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday with an outdoor mass in St. Peter's Square, attended by tens of thousands. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Rachel Parent, is this your kind of music? 80s rock?
No?
I do love 80s music. I do. I'm all about the old music.
All right. All right, because my kids are, totally.
Yeah.
Although
old
daughter,
music.
Hey, well,
she called
not,
that old music.
I was born in 99, okay?
Yeah.
So for me, it's older.
Right?
It's not old.
So you're the same age as my son, born in 99.
Okay.
And he's more Metallica, though. I don't
know.
Interesting.
You like
Metallica?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah, he's
I'm
like.
I'm sorry.
I didn't, you know, be honest, I missed Metallica altogether. And my son said, "Hey, Metallica." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I've heard
our generation
that.
Has picked up all the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, now my daughter likes that too, but I don't know I don't even know all the names of the popular music people now. She's almost 14, so you know, so when the radio hits that station where it's pop music today and she knows all the songs, I'm like, when did you ever hear that?
Could be Ariana Grande. That's
right?
My guess.
Right? That could be it. Could be it. So anyway, curious about these generational shifts, but hoping that with, you know, what you're my son and my daughter are technically post-millennial.
Right.
Right. You know, it's that next layer. And I see that, you know, we make fun of millennials here. We've got a lot of millennial watchers and listeners. They know I love them. But they have been hammered viciously, brutally by the vaccines.
Yeah.
And generationally, the decline is on before they even got here. So they've been hammered. So I try not to be too hard on them. But then I see that next generation, like my son and like you, there's I don't know, just something else in that generation. Because there are, how would we say, properties. And I don't mean it's exclusive to generation, because anybody can do anything at any time. But there's interesting things that I witness coming in with different generations.
Yeah, totally.
And there's a cool activism that you bring about. It's not about screaming and griping and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's about actually doing and living and being an example for what you believe.
Totally.
And I think, you know, that hopefully will impact on the generation that just preceded you, that... They say sometimes it's like the entitled generation. I expect everything. I don't have to work for it, right? And it's just like that's not how life works.
No.
But in order to get back to it, we need living examples.
Totally.
Yeah,
and I think our generation, people see us as that generation that we expect everything. But I think we've faced so many different challenges that many other generations haven't faced before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really trying to come up with new innovative ways to get ourselves around that. And, of course, for me, activism was one of those. And I think a lot of people are really immersing themselves in activism and alternative methods of health and freedom in order to be able to achieve that.
Yeah. Well, I think creativity, I think we heard some really cool stories on the panel yesterday as well, where, you know, people find a way. There's always a way, right? And a lot of people get stuck in, we're defeated, we can't beat them, they're way too big, they're way too powerful, they have way too much money. And I'm like, you know what? You can always find an excuse. There's always going to be
always
something.
Always an excuse, for sure.
If that's where you want to focus your energy, then wallow in it, but leave us alone. We're ready to just kind of out-create it, you know?
100%. And people ask me all the time, like, Rachel, why do you even bother? You're going up against the biggest corporations on Earth who have money to squash you if they wanted to.
Yeah.
And what's the point? You're not going to get anything done. And my response is, you know, you have to try your best. And we're at a point where you can't get any worse. So we can only go up from here, and we might as well try.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest key.
Our kung fu is better than yours. How's that?
Always.
Yeah. Right. and you know, listen, guided by spirit into activism. And there are times where you have to remain silent for safety's sake, so to speak. But I think now is the time to speak out about these things.
Yep.
Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your friends. Talk to people that you wouldn't normally about these. You know, on the vaccine issue, I get stories of my wife, you know, talking to new people that we're meeting, parents like we are, and not you. You're not a parent yet.
Not yet.
But like my mom.
My last name.
Yeah, right? It's the last name. Yes, right. That kind of parent, but different. And, you know, my wife's out there, like the soccer, my daughter's soccer, and they're talking and like, hey, what do you think about vaccines? Like my wife is asking. She's like, you go first.
Yep.
Right? Because you don't know. You don't know. And she's like, nah, you go first. And I love it because my wife says, listen, if any doctor comes near my children with those syringes, I know what's in them. I have something that will make a bigger hole. That's basically what she said. And then the other mom went, whew, all right, we're on the same team, right? So, but a lot of people are afraid. But you've got to test it now, because I think there are a lot more people that are becoming very aware about the GMO issue, the pesticide issue, the organics, and even the vaccines and the drug issue. So please speak out more openly, because It's like the attack on the Hasidic Jewish population in Brooklyn and New York. Who will speak out for you when they come for you next, right? This is a historical thing. We must learn from history. Speak out before there's no one left to speak out for you.
We also need to open the dialogue.
Yeah.
Make it more common.
Yeah. How now, when you open a dialogue with, again, you enter a lot of different arenas, some that have been openly hostile to you, right? And then there are others that are sort of, they don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. Do you tailor your presentations? Yeah.
Always. I mean, when I speak to an outwardly audience who is definitely not supportive, like going to a Monsanto shareholder meeting, which I've done in the past,
right.
I don't care. I'm going to be open and blatant about my feelings towards this company. So I went to Monsanto shareholder meeting, and I asked, why are you wasting millions of shareholders' dollars trying to defeat our right to know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very basic questions like that that start to open up people's minds and get them to think about other solutions. It's always tailored depending on the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Patsy says, when can we see your film? I guess it's the modified film.
Mm-hmm.
From wherever we are. I'm a long way from Toronto.
So if you go to modifiedthefilm.com,
mm-hmm.
You can rent the film online.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you can actually watch it wherever you are.
Yes, you are.
Very cool. I like that we can access this, not have to wait for a film festival years from now whenever it would arrive. Super D, I'm going to bring you into the mix here. Can you get to the question of the day? Because I think it's about that time. Here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of daytime, and I think this is coming from Shane. I don't know if it's Shane the Colloidal Silver Man, because he's in the chat room. He can let us know if that's coming from him. But there is a Shane that asked the question, Super D. I don't have the question in front of me, so if you can read it for our edification, and we'll see what we can do with it.
All right. For your edification only.
Oh. Yes. Nobody else
coming
listened.
From Shane. Indeed. It says, hello to all of you on this beautiful day, Robert and Super D. Hope all is good and well.
No, it's
just
not.
Curious.
It's raining outside. It's not beautiful.
It's not that. Oh, come
no,
on.
No, it is beautiful.
You're sitting next to Rachel raining. Parent in Canada.
Oh, you got me.
All is
you
good.
All right. Right with the world.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Shane continues. He says, just curious. My girlfriend has what looks like is red eyes conjunctivitis,
mm-hmm.
but I've been giving her silver drops in her eyes, and it's not seeming to go away.
Okay.
Now, if it's bacterial, I would suspect it would go away a lot sooner, but I believe it's viral.
Okay.
She does have a bad cold in her chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, should we stay the course, or is there something else that we're missing? And he says, thanks for doing what all of you do. Keep rocking the health world.
Right. Have you ever sprayed silver in your eyes?
I haven't. I've taken colloidal silver all
yeah.
the time, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, it is antibacterial, so if it was a bacterial infection, it would sting because it would disrupt the outer membrane of the bacterial cell, and it would dump potassium out on your eye, which is sting. It'll sting. It's not dangerous. But I don't know how often, Shane, your girlfriend is taking it or applying it to the eyes. But if it's not bacterial, no sting. Could be viral, as you say. It also requires rapid dosing because you're outpacing the replication curve, so to speak, of the virus. But it could just be generalized inflammation and swelling associated with a systemic immune challenge, right? A cold, a chest. You talk about different areas. So I want to go eyes, ears, nose, and throat. I want to hit all of the areas where a lot of things can be transiting to and from to neutralize it there. And if you haven't already engaged in using homeopathic medicine, Similasan out of Switzerland, there are even eye optometrist split stores in Walmart, Switzerland, they make Similasan. And they have eye formulas that you can use at homeopathic eye drops for red eye. I don't know if you've seen those, but...
I have. I haven't used them, but I've seen
them.
They're
awesome.
Yeah.
They really work. So that's another possibility here. Again, be it that there's no stinging sensation, it's clearly not a bacterial issue at this point, Shane. So stay the course and do some homeopathic eye drops or eye formulas. Dr. Christopher's has an eye wash, I believe, out of Utah. So that's another consideration for eye health. And make sure she's eating good, clean, non-GMO, organic food.
Heal your body.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. So, I don't know. You got anything more on Shane's question? Or else we can, you know, kind of carry on to the next segment. We're getting crowded up here.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Really fun. Yeah.
Got an audience.
I know. There's even more HD video cameras turning on spotlight on.
They just love us so much.
I'm getting nervous. This is what never happens when I'm on the show, but when Rachel's here, whoa, the paparazzi. They're out. They want your autograph. I said it. I told you. It's the autograph time.
You're crazy.
I know. I am a little silly. All right. So let's see what else we can do. All right. Speaking of eyes, I want to mention the case of shingles. It's an interesting question about shingles because statin drugs are now linked to more shingles. You know about
really?
The statins?
I don't.
They reduce cholesterol, right? This is what statins are for, like
yeah.
Prevacor.
I know a little bit, but
right?
not.
I've called them out and I said this is the stupidest drug in the history of drugs, and there's a lot of stupid drugs. Because cholesterol is so vitally necessary, your liver produces it for brain, neurological health, for endocrine function, to produce hormones. Every cell in the body requires fat, cells, lipids to be able to protect itself. And this is something that they destroy through destroying your liver, through the use of statins. And now, guess what? They're finding out viral activity, like chickenpox virus, which when we're kids, you get chickenpox. Yeah. An adult, if you get the shingles shot, you're going to get shingles. Or chickenpox shot, you're likely to get shingles. And, in fact, they're finding now that by reducing the cholesterol in the body, that the shingles is more likely to occur. That's a new angle, Super Don, that I had not encountered yet of all the crazy things that the statin drugs do here.
Yeah, this is a new one. It was a meta-analysis review study that they did, looked into the association of cholesterol-lowering statin drugs with the herpes zoster shingles outbreaks, and found out, like you said, there's a strong association of higher risk of shingles for older adults who take statin drugs.
Right.
Who'd have thunk it, right?
More reason to acknowledge that there's no such thing as a drug deficiency disease. There are only, let's say, nutrient deficiencies that result in aberrant metabolism, that can result in aberrant immune function, and then what? The reactivation of latent or dormant viruses like chickenpox. And so if you're going to weaken your liver, you're going to weaken your immune system by definition. Who is surprised that we're seeing more viral activity for people being put on these statin drugs? Again, more statin stupidity, I'm going to say that. All right, so look, Rachel's smile is so pretty. We're going to talk about smiles. Why are we supposed to look at that? I'm on the air right here, not there. Anyway, we got all kinds of cameras happening here. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Canada. And we'll be back in the States sometime if they let me back in. We'll see what happens after this.
You've got to stay here with us.
Yeah.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
All right, we got him. I made him put the headphones on, and I'm not letting him go. He's got a lecture coming up in just a few minutes, and he's got to run. Paul Bertero, who didn't show up. You know, he's my best buddy.
So rude.
Best buddy. He doesn't show up on Friday's show. He almost tries to not show up today on the show. We're hanging
Come
out
on,
together.
Man.
I know.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Wow, spank me.
We expect
right?
better.
Give him a little love, actually.
Smack on my
no,
hand.
No.
Yeah.
So here's the final story of this hour, and Super Don, maybe you can read the headline here to help explain what happened to us in the elevator in Toronto last night. Is this a study? Is there a study about this? What? Tell us what this is.
Well, if you tuned in on Friday, we covered a story about the key to happiness. And they said,
yes.
You know, the key to happiness is smile. Even if you don't feel like smiling or if you're grumpy, if you smile, it actually makes you feel happier. And so, it was a nice way to end the show on Friday. However, it turns out that there is a caveat here that I was not aware of. And apparently, for people who work in the public eye, who, you know, in like, customer service, retail, things like that, who have to force themselves to smile for customers and kind of hide their feelings of annoyance, actually have been linked to heavy drinking after work.
What? Wait a second.
Yes.
On Friday, it was the key to happiness. Just smile.
Right.
Now, forcing a smile
now it's the key to inebriation.
Drinking
yes.
heaven. So, apparently, the people that we met on the elevator, Paul, on Friday in Toronto, going down, they were forced to smile at work all day, and that's why they were drinking so heavily.
That's right.
Now it explains everything.
Yes. Explains everything.
It must be a Canadian.
It must be.
I don't know. I've never heard that. Anyway, hey, Paul, I know you got to run, but I just wanted you in here because it's been so dynamic this weekend with the Echo technology, the hydrogen, the frequencies, the key home technology that people are just so anxious to learn about. Is there any message you want to send out to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience before you get up? Because you're going to lecture on this now.
I love you all.
And I'm not going to force you to smile.
Yeah, I do that automatically, you know, grin and bear it. No, we've had a great show.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's been a great event. Wonderful people, of course. We were able to be next to each other, which is always a
It took 4 years
thing.
To make that happen.
Right,
wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're able to benefit and have life. But I'm going down to lecture now to talk about hydrogen and how we can help people with neurologic issues and oxidative stress and inflammation.
Yes. So you'll warm up and let them know I'm going to follow on.
I'm going to tell them
afterwards.
Sit down and stay.
No, they can come up. But if they want, I'm going to talk about hydrogen and neurological health and silver and all these
awesome.
Things. So I kind of throw it all together.
That's right.
Anyway, so I wish I could see it, but we got work to do here.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah. So with that, Paul Bertero, you find him at SynergyScience.com. We got it linked up at RobertsWater.com, Echo Water, Key Home Technology, Key Home Cell, what we have. And y'all protect yourselves from harmful electromagnetic fields.
The power to heal is here, baby.
Thank you, my brother. All right. That's Paul. He's going to run. I see. I had to do it. He's so nervous now. You just see sweat's pouring out his cheeks, his head. He's like, you made me do that. I need to be down lecturing. Anyway, so this is the kind of crazy fun we have, Rachel. Don't you miss us when we're not here?
Yes, I do. I look forward to this every year.
You know what? I actually believe you.
No, I do.
She's sincere. She is sincere.
We sat beside each other last year at the booth. I miss that.
Well, you know, and we've had some fun together over the years.
Totally.
You're like, who is this crazy American? And I'm like, no, he's all right. He's okay.
He's okay.
He came back. Now you're saying it's okay if you stay. So I guess I've been nicer than I should have.
You've been accepted in Canada.
You know, this is my ploy. You know, eventually the diva side I warned you about comes
right.
out. And then it's like, bring me everything. Where's my non-GMO?
Wish me luck.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't need luck. You're doing great. So let's see. So anyway, I want to reiterate the modified movie. That was one we learned today. We didn't know about this before we connected yesterday. And good news is if you go to modifiedthefilm.com, you can rent it now. You can download it so you don't have to be here to see it. The big roots of activism thing. When is the march or the billions against Bayer? When is that?
It is happening May 25th. So if you don't have one in your local town or area, make one or join your next largest one. There's a massive one happening here in Toronto, and we're trying to get as many people out as possible.
Beautiful. Also, say shout out to my friends at Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com at CB Sciences. That is the oil that we used every day. In fact, one of the things I'll talk about in the neurological regeneration lecture I have in about an hour, right after the second hour of the show. And PlusCBDOil.com, RSB15 gets you 15% off. And again, shout out to Reggie and the gang at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Easiest, simplest way to immune modulate. Better Way Health, Beta Glucan, and Beta Kids, right? So with that, Rachel Parent.
Yay!
You know, if I don't show up for work one day, you host the show.
Okay, I'm ready.
She's ready, Super Don, making the show a lot more beautiful than it has a right to be. Thank you for being here. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after the news with some brilliant, brilliant discussion because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.